Hey guys, what's up, man? It's another This and Just Talk with Sam show. Just Talk with Sam podcast, dude. Today, after our learning curve episode, I hope we got everyone's, you know, stuff straight for the, you know, next show. We had to reset after just, you know, after some music series, and quite honestly, we had a good time with that. But we got to get back to basics. We are getting back. It's the first day of autumn and, or fall, as you guys call it, and we are getting back to how the initial way of the podcast are going, answering questions, doing breaking news, doing the things that got us here. So here's what we're gonna do, but before we get started, we always start with a song. So what better way to wish the dog days of summer are over than a song about the dog days being gone? Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. Here we go. Just Talking with Sam podcast, man.
Days are over, the dark days.
Alright, what up? What up? What up? To the Just Talk with Sam podcast. God damn it. Alright, first of all, you know, let's just
it may as well be the Just Talking with Sam and Tasha show.
Look.
Since I'm your most freaking guest. So I'm changing. I am commandeering the show today, and it's called the Just Talking with Sam and Tasha show for
okay.
today.
Calm the fuck down, Olivia Fox. I have seen this shit go awry. Look, I admit, you're helping out for the Just Talk with Sam. You don't fucking cut into... That's my thing. Like, what up, what up, what up is the Just Talk with Sam podcast. If I don't say shit else, that's all I say. Because, quite honestly, it's kind of repetitive. It's sort of like a sign-on. It's like, you can count on it. If you can't count on shit with that podcast, you know he's going to say what up three times and welcome. I even fuck up the podcast, but you know he's going to say what up three times. Let's just try this shit again. I'm not even going to edit this shit out. What up, what up, what up is the Just Talking with Sam podcast. Just Talking with Sam podcast. You can always hit us up.
Say that with a straight face.
Because I just explained what the fuck.
All right, go ahead.
You want to do the show?
Hey, yeah. Everybody.
As you can tell, we brought Tasha back. We brought her back after that nice little intro I just had about, you know, not today's being the first day of autumn. We're
yes,
doing a podcast. Mr. Unreliable himself found a new reason not to be here. Nick,
well,
who may or may not make his entrance in the show, I really don't count on it, but whatever.
Do you really count on Nick?
Not really, no. I don't count on him to do a goddamn thing. But welcome to the show. I mean, today, last week, we put on the best of or learning curve. We call our best ofs because it's not really the best of anything. It's actually the worst when you think about it, but. We call it the learning curve to help people because we had to kind of cleanse the palate. We had to give people a taste. We don't just... The Summer Music Series was so important. We don't just run out and interview people all the time. Granted, that may happen now. We've made friends and they're going to show up and whatever. But that's not a common thing. We are back in the den. Talking shit like we normally do. You got your Janet Jackson headset on.
You I have got to wear like Janet Jackson because it don't. It's like it fits funny on my head.
You got a big head. It's cool. But one thing we're going to do this week, we're dedicating this show because the show we actually dedicated before the summer. We're dedicating this show to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
We did do a fan show before the Summer Music Series, but the good folks at our server company, to be named at a later date, misplaced a file, and it turned into... They missed two files. It was one with Ike and T-Biggs.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you clap for T-Biggs?
Because those shows are actually fun. The ones with Ike make me want to take a bath and not listen to it.
Look, we all kind of sort of like it. We know.
He's like watching paint dry.
Ironically enough, yes it is.
So you know, sorry, but, Ike, you're a cool person off the mic.
Is he?
But,
is he? Let's just air it out. We don't have to lie to people at this point. Mm-hmm. Is he? He's one of 60-40 brothers.
Ike is an acquired taste.
Yes, he is.
That's as far as I'm gonna take it. That's where I'm gonna leave it.
That cool for
acquired taste. No.
You know what? No, I've said
this. An acquired taste is basically...
No, I've said this. I'll put my name on it.
Use your own discretion.
If he listens, I've always make fun of him. I don't mean gay as in bad. I mean gay as in homosexual. And I mean gay as in he's not gay. He's not even straight. He's asexual because neither side wants him.
That's funny. I thought he had kids and babies and stuff. Anywho.
You don't have to be straight to have kids.
Straight?
Yeah, I'm straight. And I got a little boy on the way.
We find out what the baby is. On
by the time you guys listen,
by the time this podcast is posted, we will know what the baby is, and we will officially announce it on the next podcast.
And while
I will make a special three second appearance just to announce what the baby is.
Are you really 3 seconds?
Okay.
Look, I am so ready because it is a boy.
We don't know that. It's not confirmed.
I got my theme music ready. I'm printing up my Sam Was Right t-shirt.
Sam doesn't understand. I'm not saying that.
Yeah!
Too soon, dog.
Sam Was Right!
Too soon.
Sam Was Right.
Either way, we can play the song. Either way it go. If
Sam Was Right! Sam Was Right! Sam Was Right! Suck my dick! Suck my dick! Sam Was Right!
Anyway, if y'all want to respond and say...
Woo-hoo!
About this, because my whole thing was, it doesn't matter what the baby is. I'm
Sam Was Right! Sam Was Right!
So, whatever, Sam.
Okay, well, I can turn this on right now. Alright. But I am so ready to be right.
And have you prepared if you're not right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, I told him earlier. Wait, what did I tell you earlier? I said, well...
Look.
75% of me is saying it's a boy.
All I'm saying is...
But it's still that lingering little piece. But if it's a boy or a girl, I don't care.
What? I have a song, you know... Ready, just
the girl.
For some reason, if I'm wrong, because Sam is right 98% of the time, you can't beat those odds.
Yes, you can. You so can't be 2%. You have a
but just
in your eyes, you have a 2% margin of error, Sam.
Yeah, I know, but just in case that 2%.
Oh my God, I want to go to Golden Corral.
It just
can you take me to Golden Corral tomorrow?
I'm getting ready. You know, I'm getting my liquor stocked up just in case it is a girl.
What is this from?
Just be cool. All I'm saying.
What show is this from?
This is like this Mad World, Gary Jewel.
But it was on a movie or TV.
Yeah, it was on like a shit ton of movies and a shit ton. All when horrible shit happens.
Right.
But it's a boy, so I think this may be the first and last time I play this fucking song.
Anyway,
this shit is depressing.
Speaking of kids, I found something on the internet I want to share with you. The tears are filling
up their glasses. You and your fucking internet this week has been bothering me.
This is very interesting. It's called Sex Questions from Seventh Graders.
Yep. God damn. You know what? No.
You have to hear this.
Fine. Go.
This little girl asks, what is a scrotum?
Things you will get accustomed to later in life.
All right.
But back to the fans. Okay. Next week, we kind of gave you the cliffhanger because next week.
I want to know if it's 7 questions.
There's more?
Yes.
Why? Look, we got
I just thought it was cute. I thought it was cute.
We got a list of shitty questions. Okay. All right. You know, never mind.
No, this is just, you don't have to answer the question. I'm just reading the question. These are all from seventh graders. It says, is children the best for protection? Next question was, is there other ways to have a baby without having sex? Yes. Anywho, I heard that the guys can have sex until they die. Is that true? Number 5, what are the different kinds of sexes?
Technically, you can have sex after you die.
Do they have condoms for girls? And how do you put them on? Oh my God, these kids are dumb. Why do we have to learn about the reproductive system when these boys are immature?
Can I see your phone?
No, this is one more. How do sperms move?
Do me a favor. Can just answer.
And can your eggs break?
Can I ask a question?
This must have been a remedial.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
What the fuck does this have to do with the fans?
Nothing at all. I thought.
Give me the phone. Give me your goddamn phone
funny.
Right now. Okay.
Okay. It's like the kids say the darnest things. These are seventh graders, and the fact that she says, how do sperms move and do eggs break?
Give me a phone.
Yeah, that really set it off for me. Sorry.
You know what that sound was?
Why do you want my phone?
That was the...
Are you jealous?
Okay, first of all...
Are you jealous?
Let's go back to the fans.
All right, hi, fans.
This is for the fans. We're going to finally answer some questions. We didn't answer questions fucking all summer. We're going to read some breaking news. We're going to get into all of that. But I am not jealous of your phone. Your phone is... Oh, God damn it. An iPhone 5. Way to celebrate the iPhone 5.
You just
got a phone that has all the features that Windows people like myself and Android people have had for over a year.
People that have Windows phones. It's just 5 of y'all.
But we've had all those features you had. You're bragging about shit you've already had.
Woohoo!
You're full. It's all of,
visually all, stunning.
It's the same shit.
It's bigger.
It's yes, it is.
Anywho, I'm going to put this little tidbit out there. No, I did not stand in line to get the iPhone 5.
I really wish you did.
Stand in line. I refuse to stand amount, in line.
The
to get
amount
anything.
Of quiet.
The only thing I stand in line to do is do grocery shopping and get my nails done. That's the only thing I'll stand in line for. Besides that, I ain't standing in line. I ordered mine last Friday. That's why I got it before a lot of people. So therefore, I'm very happy. I love my phone. Sam's a hater.
Here's what we're going to do, podcast fans, since we're doing it for the fans. We're going to ask her these same fucking questions in about a week. And we're going to see if there's change. But from here on out, before we get into the fans, we got to pay some bills here. And we got some specials for the fans. I mean, look, it's September. One of the things in September is back to school. It's, you know how a lot of people look at New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, I should say, is like a time to get their life together. I always look at this time of year around school time. Man, I got to do some cool shit. I got to get my shit together, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I'm up a lot. If you notice, I am more productive. I am more running around, mainly because I'm woke than a motherfucker. My body is about 25% caffeine, and that caffeine is given by the good folks at Starbucks. Starbucks, believe it or not, does advertise with this show. We don't really push them as hard because, I mean, you know,
I can't have caffeine, so I don't want to talk about it.
Starbucks. But at the same token, we don't shit on money either. So here it is. Let's get out of this and let's get into it. Starbucks coffee. Believe it or not, you can order your favorite Starbucks coffee, whether that be K-Cup, whether that be fully roasted, or whether you just want the beans. Whatever you just want the fucking beans and do it yourself. You can go to SamShowNation.com, click the link under current promotions, add Starbucks coffee, and order your favorite. Me personally, I'm a hazelnut brother or a French vanilla brother. But other than that, you know, get yourself some stuff. You can get your French roast. You can get your whatever the hell you want. If you Tasha right now, who's carrying a child, you can get decaffeinated. You can get all of that stuff. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the link, order whatever you got to do. And, you know, that little bit of discount goes to you guys. You know, you order it, get a box full of coffee. That's the fuck I did, and I haven't slept since Thursday. So, there you go. Starbucks coffee. You know, we got to start pushing them a little bit more.
Yeah.
But one thing we're going to do, if you hear Super Producer on the mic, we got to stick. We're still going to the fans. And last week, I don't know if you guys paid attention to that, but a lot of stuff in the learning curve was about the women of the podcast. I didn't plan on doing it that way, but at the last minute, I changed a lot of the clips of some of the women of the podcast. Look, this used to be a sausage fest. Really did. But now we got people like Tasha. We got people like Brandy, who shows up, whose birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Brandy.
And we got people like Marlene. Yeah, happy birthday, Brandy. Brandy should be over here drinking and talking shit with us, but it's her birthday, so we totally understand. And she didn't want Nick to hit on her. So I guess last week we was appealing to women.
Smart woman.
Now appealing to women.
We are. We're trying to diversify our fan base and shit. And I got this person over here who was supposed to chime in a minute ago. Playing with a fucking iPhone.
You just jealous. My God.
See, let me tell you something about iPhone people.
You want one, baby?
No. No, I do not want to. iPhone people are the... You guys are the fucking vegetarians of phones. You think you're so elite. You think you're better than us because you have a fucking iPhone. But the shit you have... All of your features I've had for a year.
But no one's talking about Windows.
Android people didn't have for like 2 years.
Android is honestly much better than your phone.
You say that. Here's the only thing that Android has over than us, and I give them all the credit in the world for this. The users can make their own apps. I love that shit. So if you a guy sitting in the basement with a good ass idea and you know how to do some goddamn JavaScripting, you got an app.
I'm going to talk about you right now. You talk about Apple and iPhones, but you are on iTunes.
I don't shit on iTunes. I talk about Apple and I talk about iTunes because of the hardware, but I don't shit on their content. I know in my heart. Hold on, I will talk some shit about iTunes a little bit. It's some fucking hold on iTunes, because I can post my shit on a podcast. It will be on the webpage. It will be on Stitcher. It will be on. We're fucking on Zune. We are on Zune and BlackBerry. Who fucking has a BlackBerry at this point?
My parents have BlackBerries.
That's my point right there. We're on the podcast.
The people that, and a lot of celebs still have BlackBerry.
The second I post on that, they're there immediately. Someone, like, right tonight, let's break the fourth wall. It is Saturday night right now, and mm-hmm. we're podcasting. If I post this Sunday morning, my Android people, my Windows people, my BlackBerry people, all of you guys, or just people on the website or wherever, mm-hmm. will have the podcast. But you fucking iPhone faggots, you guys will hold the podcast for a day. Why? So I don't, what are you guys doing? So my Sunday podcast is Monday. It's bullshit.
Hey, guess what?
Defend that. Oh, lover of the apple.
I do like apples. Apples are delicious. But no, I don't personally have an explanation for that, because I don't know. About the time I wake up and get ready to listen to your podcast on iTunes, it's there.
You don't listen to the fucking podcast.
I listen to the podcast. I have your podcast in the iPhone right now. Right here.
All
right. But no, let me finish.
Okay.
I am a fan. I feel like iPhones fit my life right now. If I get to a point where it don't fit my life, trust me, I don't have another phone.
Which is fine.
That's not a problem. I've went through BlackBerries. I've had Palms.
Which is fine.
I had some everything.
That's why I have a Windows 7.
I have an Android tablet.
That's why I have a Windows 7.
I don't crap on Android.
Going to Windows 8.
I just don't like the phone. I just don't like Android on phone. I feel it's slow. It's not fitting my life. My Apple iPhone fits my life.
Which is fine.
And your phone fits your life. Am I correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
And the Windows 7. But all I'm saying is, if you're going to defend some, why does it take so fucking long?
Because you defend your stuff.
Now, that's the only reason. That's the only reason you get. I give you that.
No, and I'm defending it because I feel like I have to. Because everybody else has something negative to say about the iPhone. But as soon as you come up with an iPhone, ooh, let me see.
Here's why. Would you like to know why people say, let me see? Because we want to know.
They wish they had it.
No, that's not. That's what you guys.
Would you like to see, Sam?
That's what you got. No, fuck that.
Here you go.
This is what you guys have been programmed to think. Like, we're jealous. No, we want to see, because we want to see all that horse shit you were talking. Is it actually true?
It just fits me right now.
All
right.
But now that we got that out of the way. Because, you know, this is only an hour show. I can go ham on this all day. We are going to reach out to the fans. We're going to answer some questions, mm-hmm. because some people were like, Sam, why don't you answer questions from the fans anymore? I'll tell you why. Because, quite honestly, we're talking with, this summer, we was talking with different people. We're doing different podcasts.
Branching out.
To some degree, we kind of ran out of time. And I know personally, got a grudge with it, because a lot of the stuff was becoming repetitive. It was either Sam, you suck, Sam,
we love me and my boyfriend.
It was Sam, you suck, Sam, we love you, or relationship questions. Which I'm not opposed to, I guess, but you know, when you got people that will never, ever show up on this podcast again. I say that loosely, but one thing about this podcast, we're going to catch your ass on the way up. We're going to catch you on the way down. When you sipping Chardonnay and you are living a high life, you don't fucking know us. Hey, ask Frank Morris. When you are real, yeah, I threw his name out there, dog.
No comment.
Put your name on it.
No.
When you are living the life, you're never going to fucking talk to us. That's my man. I think he's great. But right now, he is rocking it. He's somewhere in fucking Minnesota. So, what? Here's another person. I'll put your name on, too. Nate. Godfather Podcast. He's out in New York. Never going to see him again. a guy I have known for years, never going to make a dick joke ever again on this fucking podcast. Take the good, you take the bad, you take those, and then you half.
Say that slowly.
Take the good, you take the bad, you take it then. And
slow down. You take the good.
It's the fucking facts of life that... Look.
See, I don't, I'm trying, because I don't think you said it right. That's why I asked you to slow it down.
You take the good, you take
slow
the
down.
Bad. I'm singing a song at this point.
Okay, slow it down. You take the good, you take the bad, then what?
You add them up, and then you have...
That don't want you. That's not
life.
What you said. Okay.
Facts of life.
I let you know that ain't what you
said. It was never seen. Oh, alright.
Can I read somebody? I found it on Instagram. Somebody, somebody's fall bucket list. Can I read that?
No. Give me a fucking phone. Because you can't focus.
No, I got something in my head on.
You can't focus.
But I thought this was fun. When I first read it to you, laughed.
Yes, because it wasn't eating up time. We have an hour. Thank you, iPhone fucks. We only get an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
So, do you have your breaking news ready? The only reason you're really here.
Well, yes, I do.
Let's get started with something we like to call breaking news.
Studies suggest that you go ahead and say F-U-C-K at work. Dropping an F-bomb at work may require you to put some money in the swear jar. But a new study from researchers in the UK shows that cussing in the office might actually be good for building relationships. So bombs away. The study found that swearing allowed co-workers to express their true feelings, according to Business Insider. One professor noted that when public figures use expletives, they appear more relatable. Not to say that you should go on a tirade and drop the AFS and C words in the next meeting unless you want a visit to HR.
So I can swear at work. And
they
it makes
said
me
it's
re-
good
more-
to swear at work.
All right. Next time.
How do you feel about that?
I'm going to somebody office Monday.
I swear at work already.
Motherfuck.
No,
fuck,
I want
to. Fuck.
I,
fuck.
Yeah,
mother, motherfuck.
So,
huh?
I'm gonna need you to keep your job.
Motherfuck. Motherfuck. I'm coming in singing. Motherfuck.
I need you to keep your job. Okay, next. Wanna go to the next one?
What? That's it? That's all you
that's
got?
It, that's
you got nothing else to say to that.
Because I know people.
What
like,
about here? This is
job,
the workplace.
Okay, this on Congress. You can cuss unlimited. This is unlimited. This is uncensored. At my job, I know that I get frustrated sometimes and I do use profanity at work. But my job, my boss don't say nothing.
Do you
so.
Sing? Do you sing with motherfucker?
No, I don't sing.
Maybe you should sing.
No, I don't want to sing that.
All right, fine. Next on breaking news.
Gummy bear breast implants are soft, squishy, not running. The latest innovation in breast augmentation may be a flat-chested candy lover's dream come true. Gummy bear breast implants. No, they're not edible, at least not literally. The FDA has approved the marketing of a firmer, shape-retaining silicone breast implant in round and teardrop shapes. I know you're happy about the teardrop shape. Brett Stevens.
Like a Nerf football. Them teardrop shapes, baby. Yeah. It's like hand. You can pull them in.
Can I finish? You can talk about this. Grant Stevens, a plastic surgeon who participated in the implants trial, says he gave them such a cutesy nickname because I got tired of explaining to the patient that they're sort of like Jell-O. In other words, soft and squishy, but not liquidy. The name apparently stuck like chewy candy in your teeth.
Well,
how do you feel about teardrop shape implants?
Wait. So the breast implants are made out of gummy bears?
No, they feel like gummy bears, but they come in different shapes.
But if that's the case, they like titties kind of feel like gummy bears now. You didn't really do shit.
Gummy bears are a little more firmer. I say breasts feel more like Jell-O. But
are you just talking about you?
I am feeling my
Yeah, go ahead, make it hot. Hold on, wait. I'm sorry. No, tell people what you were doing. Tell people what you were doing. You
was... I actually, when I did that, I did touch my boobs. I just wanted to see. But real breasts actually feel more like.
Just tell people what you're doing.
Gummy, real breasts actually to me feel more like. Mine feels like jello. But that make them more like. Gummy bears are a little more firmer. Thank you, Fur.
So hot. Cut it off or don't?
Thank you. Cut it off. Stop.
All right.
I don't even know what to say.
Hey, you the one who started rubbing yourself while you...
And they made them, instead of a round shape, I'm looking at them online now. They're like, they look like the teardrop shape boobs. You know, you see the, not the porn star boobs.
Porn star boobs are like full on circles, yeah. But...
Teardrop shape is
it's
more natural.
It's more natural. Feel at home with it. That's a tit you
can done
trust.
Playing that music.
It's a tit.
So how would you describe mine? Never mind.
Horrible.
even though they're like huge because.
Oh wait.
Now appealing to women.
All right.
That ain't appealing to women. I'm not appealed. They don't.
I have to say, man, we're just trying to reach out to the female demographic. You got anything over there? Stuff that's breaking news?
Yes. Bill Clinton sure looks happy standing between porn stars. America's former commander-in-chief, Bill Clinton, is smiling ear to ear in this picture. You can't see the picture. We might post it on the podcast, though. If I can find a clear picture, anywho.
Maybe we should post all of these on the podcast.
Posted on
the Facebook wall, yeah.
Yeah. Smiling in the air in a picture with porn stars Brooklyn Lee, who tweeted the picture showing him flanked by her and other lovely X-rated film actresses. When someone suggested it was a cardboard cutout, Lee, recipient of Adult Video News Best Snoo Starlet, insisted that it's him. The Huffington Post explains the picture is from an event called A Night in Monaco, hosted by the William J. Clinton Foundation and Prince Albert II of Monaco's foundation at Hotel de Paris. If real, it's an innocent enough picture taken at a soiree also attended by Diane Kruger, Billy Zane, and Joshua Jackson. Billy Zane's a freaky man. Anywho, so hopefully this Night in Monaco picture won't reach Night in Monaco scandal status.
So is Bill Clinton the bad guy from Titanic and like
Three porn stars.
Random other porn stars.
Three, like, not even really hot porn stars, but, like, middle of the road.
I beg to differ. You're the one holding a fucking article.
Look at the picture.
We will post this. We will post this, but...
find a clear picture of it.
The one on the far left isn't bad. The one in the middle, I wouldn't touch her. She looks like she got something. And the one on the far right, not bad. Not bad.
One of the very first one looks old.
I'm talking about the far right. If you're on the far right, she can get it. But when it comes down to it, I wouldn't doubt Bill Clinton was actually there because, well, what
it actually looks like a wax statue of him.
Well,
to be honest with you,
how are you supposed to look around porn stars? I mean, you didn't know the picture.
I guess he can't get too grabby with
him. Yeah, he can get grabby. He just didn't take the picture while he was doing it. He knows who the fuck he is. I mean, this is not his fucking first rodeo. Like, Monica Lewinsky, he got head while at work. And I don't mean like at work. He was like signing some like shit we do today. He was signing a fucking law that we have to appeal to today while getting head. Good fucking president. If he passed a rule that says like you have to get hit while you're at work, look, I'm only a person who I only work here, but hey man, that's a good fucking rule. I think I'd be a little calmer during the day. What else you got? We got one or two more?
All right,
breaking news.
Checking out that hottie on the street could cost you $90. Doug McLean.
Really?
McLean.
Really?
Is it McLean or McLean?
How was it spelled?
M-A-C, it'll be McLean.
It's not one of us. Yeah.
Lean says he's totally capable of driving and checking out the back seat, the backside of a woman walking past in his car. The cops, however, weren't impressed. weren't as impressed with his multitasking skills, issuing the UK man a $93 fine for taking his eyes off the road to put them on a pedestrian's back pockets, despite arguing that he was neither leaning out the window nor wolf whistling. The officer still cited him as he was caught on camera scoping out her assets. According to McLean, one officer argued with McLean's assessment and admitted giving the girl a look too, but his partner quickly pointed out that he was driving. Got that, guys? Pull over, park before you get all creepy.
Wait. So the officer looked at it too?
The officer in the passenger seat looked at the girl too.
Well, what the fuck, man?
But not the officer that was driving.
Still, look. It's $90 because it's an obstruct. You might as well look for just looking, or did he because do something?
Because what is it called when you, it can be called reckless driving? It could be.
Well, did he look while he was like? Right.
The guy did look while he was driving.
Well, did he fuck up somebody's car, or did he swerve, or did anything? I would lawyer for this guy because let's face it, I'm an ass man.
I'm an ass man.
I am!
Are you really?
So you might as well take my $90 right now. Because, let's face it, if it's there. Alright. You guys. Here's what I fucking hate about you guys.
Well, who?
Wibby. You guys wear the shit. You wear the shit to have people look at you, and then people look at you, and then you get mad. Why?
Sam, so when was the last time I had on something that made you stare or made you run to a wall?
I didn't run to a fucking wall where I can look and keep my same fucking driver composure.
Not true. Okay, I'll bring this story up. On my birthday, I hadn't even got dressed. You came home for a hot second because you had to work. I had just got my hair done.
Yep.
And you was like, well.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, this is not my wife right here. And you.
Could you spend 12 hours?
Yeah, you forgot that you had to go to work. And you attacked me. So, yes, you get distracted.
Why don't you say, look, I'm not driving a car.
But you did get distracted.
I'm not driving a car.
But can you admit that you were distracted?
I don't think I was distracted. I think I was very intentional in my efforts, motherfucker. I think I was very fucking intentional.
Because you were supposed to be able, you supposed to go back to work.
I was supposed to, but, well.
He like, what booty calls?
I don't know. For some reason, that what part of this that you ain't getting.
What am I not getting?
I tell you what you ain't getting.
I'm a nice man. Yeah, I'm an ass man.
How are you not getting this? They made a song about it.
Because. I didn't know that about this.
You didn't know.
I love to kick them.
You always focus on my rap.
I love to stick them.
Well, you got two reasons to still here.
I love to watch them. I love to pick them.
Because I'm an ass man.
I'm gonna kick them.
I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man. Cause I'm an ass man. Yeah,
I'm an ass man.
Why do you hate the ass man? Let's get into it. Why do you hate the ass man so?
And this next, I don't hate the song. I just want to move on with.
Fine, breaking news.
And this next, okay. Next story is for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's coming up.
You should have really saved that for next month.
But that means I got to find more stories to go with this.
Because we got no breast cancer anything.
Well, you want me to save it for next month?
I would.
Okay. Well, I would. We're going to not do that one. But Breast Cancer Awareness Month is coming up in October. So then we will.
I would save that one because, like, we don't want those cancer folks on us. Apparently, cancer is a touchy subject.
But no, it's a very interesting story, but I overstepped it, and I'm going to pull that back. We anyway do have one. Daycare workers busted for making toddlers fight each other.
Fight club for toddlers?
Seems that way.
All right.
The first rule of daycare fight club is that you don't talk about daycare fight club. The second rule of daycare fight club is arrest everyone involved as quickly as possible.
Fuck that, man. Three. No, I got money on that little motherfucker right there. Oh, well, man.
Three employees at Delaware's Hands of Our Future Daycare, Tiana Harris, Lisa Parker, and Estefania Myers, were taken.
That's a real name.
Estefania Myers. Were taken into custody on Monday after police saw cell phone video footage of the women not only encouraging children at the facility to fight each other, but allegedly urging them to continue when they resisted. One of the children was crying, and he pushed back in the fray by one of the adults.
Oh, that little motherfucker was kicking ass.
Dover Police Captain Tim Stump said.
He was kicking ass.
He didn't want to fight, and they pushed him back into the ring.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Fight Club. It's Fight Club for little kids, man. Oh shit. Yeah, it's totally fucked up for like the daycare workers to do that. But like,
I mean, kids fight. Kids, a lot of kids don't get along. I mean, just like adults, we just kept running to each other and punch each other.
But they could. That's the thing.
I mean, you physically could, but I mean, the result. Of you actually walking up to somebody and punching them would be a little bit more severe if you were an adult than a child. But when you've seen kids fight, you try to break it up. Brothers and sisters, whatever. Kids fight.
And I'm cool with that.
But to sit and make the kids fight like you got money on it, it's kind of...
Who the fuck says they didn't? I'm ready to bet right now.
That's very ratchet. I worked in a daycare and...
Stop. Look. I would put money on the toughest fuck.
The kids fought. Kids didn't get along.
I do it like boxing.
We had kids to swing on us, but still.
I do it like boxing. Whoever comes from like the
poor. You had to be professional.
Whoever comes from the poorest house, you know, they got something to fight for. That would be the shit, man.
You know how much you actually want to punch a kid? We had this little boy who boo-booed on himself every day. He was four. He didn't pee on himself.
You know this is XL Channel. You don't have to use boo-boo. Shitted on himself.
He said it. What he did was that. But this little boy pooped every day on himself in his underwear every day. Then get mad when you say something to him about it. He's four.
He's just a shitty kid.
He didn't pee on himself. He didn't do nothing.
All of none, man.
He would boo boo on himself and cry. No, here's what he would do. He would boo boo on himself because he knows his mama would come back and get him.
All
or
nothing, man. Shit or get off the pot. That's what he was doing.
It was disgusting. So I'm saying kids can be jerks, but the fact that
kids are jerks,
the fact that you would make these kids fight each other is kind of jacked up. I think it's jacked up. I don't think it's right.
Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, we gotta pay some bills around.
We do gotta pay some bills. And speaking of kids,
okay, are you
speaking of kids?
Yeah,
a place that you can make some kids at.
You really want to do the read, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Fine, go ahead.
All right. Hotels.com has over 154,000 hotels in more than 60 countries with over 3.5 million hotel reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And will help you find the best deal in the right location.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are traveling last minute as a family or need a hotel for business.
What if I just want to cheat on my wife?
They don't have that option here. I'm sorry.
What if you do? What can I do? Where can I get these fucking deals?
Well, if you want to cheat on your husband, they have the best. They have the right hotel deal for you. Don't forget about our price match guarantee and last minute deals. Plus, no change or cancel fee from hotels.com. That is a plus. To ease your mind with your next hotel booking, the best prices at the best prices at the best places, guaranteed. If just another reason, it's so smart to book with hotels.com to make them.
Now, where can you get these deals?
You can get these deals at www.samshownation.com under the current promotions tab, and you go down and you click hotels.com, book your room, make your babies, cheat on your husband, do what you gotta do.
I like how that was the first thing now. You was all about family. Now you're like, cheat on your husband.
Well, you was about cheating on your wife, so I just wanted to let them know you can do that too. But I don't condone cheating. But if you feel the need to do so,
please go to SamShowNation.com.
Click the link for hotels.com so we can get you a good deal on that.
We will get you a good deal. Now, as far as everything else, that has nothing to do with us. But, you know, fuck it. The actual room itself, we got you. Go to SamShowNation.com under current promotions. Click the hotels.com link and book your fucking room.
Sure will.
Book it. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't did this in quite a while. To questions. Mm-hmm. Now, I've sorted through a few questions. We gonna go ahead and get them. Because, well, let's face it. We gotta answer questions from the fans, and we will answer questions from the fans. But before we do, all the breaking news stuff from this week, I will post on the Facebook page, and you guys can say whatever the hell you want with that. But, believe it or not, we're going to the fans. This is for the fans. We're trying to reach back out because after the SMS, how do you come back? Honestly, you start from the ground floor. And this is from, believe it or not, off justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking. Justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. This comes from the fabulous Divine. That's what it's. Look, it's the fabulous Divine.
He's so gay.
We don't know that. But this question is actually for you. For you.
I'm scared.
And people like you. The fabulous Divine is asking you or any other female guests. Sam, I've listened to the show since the inception. Somehow I think that's a lie, but I can't prove it. And I have heard a lot of rants from you. I've heard a lot of horrible things from you. But lately, it seems as though you're having a lot more female guests, co-hosts, and just females on the show from the usual Sausage Fest. My question to the females are, how does it feel to be on a podcast that is obviously male-dominated?
Feels awesome. Because it doesn't make a difference to me.
Is it male dominant? Is my podcast male?
I guess because
it's about half and half.
You are
at this point.
The dude for the podcast. You are the main dude. So it is male dominated to a certain extent. But my opinion, I think it's a good mixture of things.
Yeah, I think it's about even at this point.
I don't feel
point.
As male dominated. Male. When I think of male dominated, I think of
dicks.
No, I think of guys coming in trying to do the anime Ike Turner thing. That's when I think of male dominated, and I don't feel that the show is that way. So, I don't think it's male dominated. So, I don't know what to say to you, bro. Sorry, Mr. Fabulous.
The Fabulous Divine.
The Fabulous Divine.
I would like to take this time to apologize and say I have had way too many women on this show.
Divine.
No, Divine. D-A-V-O-N.
Oh, so it's not Divine.
No. The Fabulous Divine. All right. And also Divine.
He's so fabulous.
I am doing everything in my power to get these motherfuckers off this podcast.
Who the girl? You know we make your world go round. Especially me. I really make your world go round. I freaking produce your show.
Somehow we are now hiring at the Just Talk With Sam podcast.
No, we're
not. The new executive in there.
We are so not hiring. Matter of fact, forward your emails not to us. Okay?
Yeah, no, but they're serious.
Your resumes. Don't forward anything.
Yeah, you know what? Your resumes. Us. We can use an intern around here.
No, we don't need an intern.
Sure.
No.
Some person to work their way up the ranks.
Nope, don't need that.
All right, next question, because we haven't asked a question in a while. And quite honestly, I don't know how this shit turned out, but we will answer the question. This question is from Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Shannon says, I recently got drunk and cheated on my boyfriend at a party.
Woo!
He's incredibly pissed and understandably so. I think
we're too late for that question.
Hold on. It gets better. I really do care about him, but I think we were at an insecure part in our relationship, and I think I totally screwed things up. How do I regain his trust? I'm going to let you take this one first.
Have a threesome.
Okay, first of all, Shannon, don't listen to her.
What? I'm saying cheating is a whole different ball game.
What better way?
But
that threesome thing will not work.
But if he's the type of person that feels like since you cheated, he gotta cheat, you'll need to be with him. Either he gonna
Let me finish.
You don't need to be with him. Because that's that tit for tat stuff. You don't need tit for tat. Either he gonna break up with you or he gonna forgive you for it. You don't need nobody that says, since you cheated, I'm about to go out and get my penis wet. No, you don't need that. So if he talking about he wants to cheat because you cheated, be out. But if he's trying to say, look,
first
I don't want to talk to you right now, but and I hope I can forgive you. If he does that number, hope he just hopes he break up with you because you don't want to go through all that either. Just break up. Call it a day.
Tell me when you want me to.
Go ahead, Mr.
First of all,
Mr. Sensitivity.
He didn't say anything.
I just gave her.
He didn't try to cheat. He didn't say it. She just said he was pissed, which he should be.
Yeah, I would be too.
He didn't say if it's anything. I think we're insecure. Hold on, I want to read this. But I think we're at the insecure part of our relationship. I think I totally screwed things up. Yes! You had a good thing going, and your inner whore kicked in. Your inner whore kicked in, and you did what most females try to do. You try to just push the fucking limit. I don't know what this guy was doing. He didn't cheat, obviously. He didn't do anything. You know what I mean?
No, he didn't.
But you pushed the limit. Don't put that shit. You put that shit on him. Don't put it on him. You don't want a relationship, Shannon. You want to go out and
Sam,
you want to play the field.
Can you admit that you do things that you shouldn't do? That being drunk, you could do some things that you don't want to do.
Yeah, but I have been drunk a lot. A lot. But not one time in my drunkenness where I was like, yeah, I'm just finna fuck somebody else. You know what you're doing when you're drunk. She don't want to be in a relationship and she got a boyfriend because it's the cool thing to have. She got a boyfriend because you guys want to go ever so close to that brass ring that is marriage. You guys need the ring. Guys, we could do with it or we could do without. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, you cheated on him. You deal with that. Every problem you have now is completely your fault. Now, my man, personally, I wouldn't stay. You just a boyfriend. You just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
And quite honestly, if you did it before, you may do it again, man.
No, that's not true.
Dude, you went to the lowest common denominator, that is being drunk. So I can't trust you around alcohol because you may fall on a dick.
Have you ever cheated on a girl, Sam? Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest, no.
So you was faithful in every relationship you was in?
Yes. But I have done worse. I have hurried up breakups. Inevitable breakups. Just so I could get the next poem. But I never cheated. Granted, it's some lawyer ball being played there. But I have hurried up the breakup process.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah. Now that I have.
And what happened?
I was at a place, I was doing something I know I wasn't supposed to do, and I tripped and fell on a cock. It's the story, dude. If the dude left, I wouldn't blame him. You trying to pass things up, you're just trying, because here's what she's doing, she's testing the fucking waters. She's like, I cheated on him, he forgave me. It's going to be cool for some time. And then she's going to do something.
I'm saying, you have to decide. I mean, like, it's going to be something. Like, can
dude,
he,
she don't want a fucking relationship.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people cheat, then they say they forgive you, then, you know, you cheat.
They're going to.
They say they forgive you, but then they always bring it up.
Yes!
That's what I'm saying. If he's one of those people, then be out. But if
no,
he,
don't fucking blame him! She's the one who got dick!
I'm not saying she was wrong for doing what she was doing.
I know you ain't saying she was wrong.
She is wrong. But I'm saying, but if he honestly wants to move on with you, if he still wants to be with you through it,
She's trying to regain this motherfucker's trust.
Now you have to regain the trust. You have
He don't.
You have to rebuild trust. After you
do he don't fucking trust her.
I wouldn't trust her either. But he.
That is.
If you want to be together, if I'm just saying, if y'all gonna be together, yeah, that trust is gonna take a while to rebuild. Just know that.
You do understand. This is why I stopped reading fucking these questions on the podcast.
Yeah.
You do understand because it always comes down to this. I think we got time for one more. Here it is. This one comes from Derek. Here we go, Derek.
Hey, Derek.
From the justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. On the webpage at Sam Show Nation, at the comments page, you put this one there. We answer questions whenever we can. He says, I've dated a woman for 7 months. She was dating me and another guy during that time. Recently, she told me she wanted to go steady with me. What the fuck is
What's
this?
What's going steady?
Is this the 50s?
Is this the Cosby Show?
Is this the 50s? Anyway, continue. And then a week later, she told me she changed her mind because she couldn't break it off with the other guy. I recently broke off all contact with her. Good move. Mm-hmm. Said gently. For now to give her time to figure out about this other guy. Bad move. You did a good move right after bad move. God, fuck. I want to slap the shit out of you for that one. I feel like I was competing with this other guy. I didn't mind giving her time or courting her, but it was too hard to keep seeing her. My serious feelings happened all at once. I told her that could we have a status update on our future in a month. I still feel strongly for her, and I know she still cares for me. What should I do? Once again, I'm going to let my female companion.
You don't want to be yo-yoed, because you're worth more than that. You do not want somebody playing games with you, either it is or it ain't. And if she said it ain't, let it be ain't. And if she want to be with you, she better come find you. Be out.
That's advice I could deal with. I couldn't say it better myself. Yeah, I could have said it better myself. Here's how I'm going to say it.
You know you're going to try.
This motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus.
Put his entire fucking life on hold for some random girl who wouldn't do the same for her. Get the fuck out of there, man. Just go. Here's what you do. I'm guessing you're a regularly young guy because you used to. You could be old. You use the word go steady. But, goddamn, you know. But.
He could be Mormon. I don't know.
Here's what he could do. He could stop fucking around with this one indecisive girl and go off. Have an adventure. Go fuck. Just go out.
No. You do.
Like, he wants love.
Whatever you is, do that.
Stop involving her in your fucking decisions.
But you ain't got to think about her, because she sure ain't thinking about you. Because if she was thinking about you, and she really wanted to be with you, the other boyfriend wouldn't have mattered. You fall in and out of love every day. But guess what? If she really, really wanted you, she would have. Her ex-boyfriend
wouldn't
have mattered.
It would be a big thing.
She would have told him that day, look, I can't do this no more. I found me somebody better, or I found somebody that's different from you, and I like it more. I'm out. But instead, she did something else. So you be out.
So
let her come find you. Let her show herself worthy. Now,
you know what?
Usually it's the guys that's got to show themselves worthy. Now she flipped it, so now she got to be the dude. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? Fuck her, man. Just go do your own thing.
Because you don't know he could really like her, too. So you don't want to tell him. Like,
he could.
Oh, if he really like her, if he really, really likes her, and she comes back for him, now she'll come back, she'll come back. Still move on. But let if something goes down, let her come back to you.
No, the last thing you want in life.
Because she going to think you a toy.
Let me tell you something.
She going to think you a toy.
The worst thing you want in life is an indecisive woman.
No, you don't.
Let me give you an example of my pain. What do you want for dinner tonight?
What?
Exactly. Last thing you want is an indecisive woman. See that? You gonna have to deal with that for the rest of your life. You better than that, man. You better than that. Well, that's about our time here on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. But I'd be remiss if we didn't take this last time out and talk about the granddaddy of them all.
You can get this podcast. You can get whatever the hell you want from Amazon.com.
Click the link.
Go to Sam. Look, let's face it. Y'all motherfuckers, Christmas is right around the corner. And you guys are going to buy anything you want. I can't stop you.
I know I will.
You're going to buy whatever you want. Only thing I ask, keep this podcast rolling. Keep this shit going. The fact that we can do all of these things is because of fans like you. So go to Amazon. Go to SamShowNation.com on the homepage or under current promotions. Fuck it. Click the Amazon link and shop as you normally would. You guys are keeping this motherfucker podcast afloat. You are keeping this rolling. We get a little taste. We get a little taste of it. I'm not going to bullshit you. When you go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link on the homepage or the current promotions. Click the Amazon link. You guys can buy whatever you want. You're keeping this thing afloat. And we give you guys the free funny. Last time I checked, I ain't charge anybody for any of these podcasts. I have not charged anybody for these podcasts. And you get the free funny. There's a guy in a cubicle right now who's about to buy some Beats by Dre headphones. Yeah, I'm talking to you, guy. I'm talking to you, dude. Before you do, go to SamShowNation.com. Click on the home page or right on current promotions. And then go to Amazon.com. Buy your Beats by Dre. You have the podcast going. You keep this going. I should have threw his name out there. I really should have threw his name out there.
No, don't do that.
No, no. Anyway.
All right, Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You just ready to get this shit over with, ain't you?
I ain't sell it.
All right, then. But seriously, you can always hit us up. You can get any member of the podcast at SamShowNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
But hit us up at the Facebook page, Facebook.com/JustTalkingWithSam.
/JustTalkingWithSam.
And you can see this week's breaking news stories. You can interact with us. You can see what's going on with all the show. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. Natasha.
You can hit me up on Twitter. At Real Tasha Mack. Real Tasha Mack. And if you go to his Just Talk with Sam Twitter, I don't know if I'm on his page, but...
No, you're not.
I don't know my Facebook thing, so...
No, you're not.
Go to Twitter. Real Tasha
but
Mack.
If you go... No, you don't Just Talk with Sam. All the frequent guests of the show Zoom. Just talking.
Well, I'm on the website, but I don't know if I'm on his Facebook, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you are, actually. But if you go to SamShowNation.com, you can get all of this stuff. Or you can just hit me up directly on Twitter at SamShow11 on Twitter. And if possible, if you go to Tasha Mack on Twitter, please ask her when the N-word is coming out. The podcast, the end-all podcast, the only 5-minute podcast in the history of podcasts, the N-word for Tasha Mack.
I might start up about the chronologically put it with whatever word I'm trying to say.
The N word.
Yes, about the birth of my baby.
The N word. So you can probably hear all of that stuff or the evolution of it. But you know, just ask questions about it, she'll probably answer back. I guess.
Yeah,
but
probably.
I want to thank a lot of people because the Facebook page have gotten me a few Twitter followers. It's funny how it works that way, but hey, it is what it is. But until then, I will talk to y'all next week, and we're going to get back into it. We starting over a little bit from the summer music series. We're going to ask some questions, so always hit us up at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And I guess I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Later, man.